Hi, this is Candy Cosplay, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Children of all ages.
Ah, the ballet. It's Jay Stu, and it's...
Sarah J.
And two beautiful words, we're back. It seems like every year now, at the beginning of each year, we have massive technical difficulties that sideline the podcast.
Yes.
And this year?
Much fun. So excited.
Oh, so good. Makes me feel right good in the feels.
All the feels.
All the feels. So, this year, our trusty recorder, which we bought about a month before We Got the Geek started in 2013, it decided to, how shall I put this as nicely as possible? I was going to say shit the bed.
Well, I mean, sometimes you shit the bed when you die, so.
True. But after 11 wonderful years with Rico the Recorder, I never named him, which is...
Well, it's stuck now.
Yeah, he passed, and I'd like to thank that recorder for its service. It was with us from everything from Karen Allen to John Wesley Shipp to almost 50 Alfonso interviews.
Almost.
Almost. So, rest in peace, little buddy.
Rico. Suave.
Do the 21 gun salute now. Anyways.
We'll put the sound effects in later.
Oh, I should look it up.
Editing.
I could probably find it.
You probably could.
Anyhow, we're back.
Moving on.
And we're going to do a quick podcast just to let everyone know that this weekend we'll be seeing at Niagara Falls Comic Con, which is happening from June 7th to the 9th.
Yes, sir.
We'll be doing some panels.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be seeing some friends.
Yes, sir.
And what's exciting about that is I just realized about a week ago, like right before June started, that I haven't seen any of my friends this year. And it's been sad.
Yeah.
I know for sure we're going to see Candy and Alfonso and all our cosplayer buddies.
And the lion... The Cowardly Lion and the Tin Man, and then... What?
Cricket.
You know what? Continue.
Do we want to name the new recorder?
I don't know. Is this recorder male or female?
Maybe it's female. Maybe it's Rita the Recorder this time.
Ooh, like Rita Skeeter from Harry Potter.
Yeah, Rita Skeeter. From Harry Potter.
You have no idea.
Harry Potter and the Azkaban of Death, or whatever that book was called.
The Prisoner of Azkaban and the Goblet of Fire.
Is that the one where they had the flying car?
No, that was the Chamber of Secrets.
Okay, I'm not familiar with Harry Potter. I fell asleep during the first movie and saw about half an hour of the flying car movie.
Oh, dear.
He did stuff, though, right?
Yeah, he did stuff. All the stuff.
All the magical Harry Potter goodness.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyhow, what else can we mention? We never really got a chance to podcast about it, but about a month or so ago, we covered 420 Con.
Yes.
In Niagara Falls.
Yes.
And we got to chat with Brian O'Halloran again.
Yeah.
And Eddie Steeples from My Name is Earl.
Yep. I gave Brian O'Halloran heck.
That's right.
Because him and Kevin Smith and all the other cast and crew of Clerks 3 kicked me right in the gut with the feels.
Big time.
Oh, and he laughed at me, Brian. He's like, aha, that shows you care. I'm like, damn right I care.
Yeah, it was a good show. We spent a little more time there than we did last year. Last year we did a panel and took off immediately. But we walked around and we hung out with Ryan and Steve from Ryan's All Things Geek for a bit. That was fun.
That was fun. They're hilarious. Never change, men.
Yeah.
Never change, my friends.
Keep up the good fight, sirs.
Good grief.
What else? We managed to take in a movie in the theater not too long ago. We saw Garfield.
That was so cute. I loved it.
And went with our kid Dirk.
Yep.
I made a deal with him last year that if he saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3, I would go see Garfield. You know who the winner in that was? Chris Pratt. If you had to give a rating for Garfield, because we're not doing a full review, but if you had to give one of our regular ratings, say out of 10.
Okay.
What would you give Garfield?
I would give it 8.5 lasagnas out of 10.
Well, I took it a step further because one of the voice actors in the movie was Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
So I said, I'm going to give it 9 out of 10 mother effing lasagnas on this mother effing plate. But it was a good movie. Oh, carry on with the podcast without me then. Or whatever you said earlier.
I said continue.
Continue. 8 years of bliss.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
It really was. It was so cute. And Nicholas Holt did the voice of John.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like, oh my god.
It was an all-star voice cast, pretty much.
It was so good. I'm very happy we went and saw it with Dirk.
Yeah, to Dirk, Garfield to him is like Indiana Jones is to me.
Yes.
So it was...
And that saying, like, that just speaks volumes.
Yeah. He smiled a lot while watching it.
He really did. He almost had the same grin on his face watching Garfield as he did when we went to go see the Trans-Canada Highwaymen.
Oh, that's right.
But, okay, his grin was bigger during Trans-Canada Highwaymen, but he was still smiling quite a bit at Garfield.
Yeah, so about a month ago, we saw Trans-Canada Highwaymen in concert in Burlington. And if you didn't know, they're made up of Mo Berg, who is in Pursuit of Happiness, and Stephen Page, formerly of B&L, and Craig Northey of The Odds, and Chris Murphy of Sloan.
Yes, very good, honey.
So they put out an album recently. The concert was made up of the album, and they all did songs from their other bands.
Yep.
And if you've been following me on Facebook, you know that Dirk and I don't bond over a lot of music, but we bonded over the Pursuit of Happiness. And Mo Berg was going to be there, and we took Dirk for his birthday. And during the show, they announced, if you want to come talk to us or get our autographs after the show, please do so. So
we did.
I wanted to meet them, and so did you, but I made it a personal goal for Dirk to meet Mo Berg.
And get a picture with him. And Dirk grabbed one of the programs that had their picture on the front of it and got every single one of them to sign it.
Yeah, and what was so funny, like looking in a mirror kind of thing, he had the same reaction I do when I'm about to meet someone famous or remotely famous. It's the Homer Simpson reaction from when he met George Harrison and the Brownies. Oh my god, oh my god. Whole time in line.
Yep. That was funny.
Yeah, but it was a good show. And
I bought a t-shirt.
You did.
And got them all to sign it. And then the realization hit. Only it hit after Dirk said it, because when Dirk said it, it kicked in. I was like, oh yeah, I can never wear this shirt, because if I wear it, I have to wash it. If I wash it, I lose all their autographs.
That's right.
So I've got it folded safely in a dresser drawer until I can get a shadow box, and then I'm going to put it in the shadow box and hang it up so everybody can see the big logo of Trans-Canada Highwaymen and their signatures.
No, that'd be cool.
It would be very cool. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so sick.
Sick. That's what all the kids are saying these days.
Sick, yo.
Yeah, it's lit.
Fam.
Fam or something.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Something, something, baby on board.
Baby on board, something, something, Burt Ward. From the same episode as, oh my god, where'd you get that brownie?
Yeah, see, I do pay attention. How about that?
I know. What? It's wonderful. Let's see. Have we done anything else since the... You know, we haven't gone to any shows. So Niagara Falls Comic Con will be our first big show of the year.
Yes.
And if you see us, come say hi.
Or hello, or salutations.
Or greetings.
Fuck off. What?
I hope they don't say that. Sarah Jane.
How the fuck you doing, buddy?
I can... Yeah, that would be okay. I'm good with that.
It's like, okay, don't tell us to fuck off.
Yeah, please don't do that.
It's been a stressful time, okay?
It's been a bad day. Please don't take my picture. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. X-Men 97 was good. We haven't had a chance to review that.
So good. I fucking love that show. And it was just, it just brought back so many, like, just, it was great.
And I never watched the original show, but I still enjoyed watching it with you.
Oh, it was just so, and of course, yeah, you're like, did they show up in the original? Yes. Did they show up in the original? Yes. Did they show up? Were they in the... Yes!
I'm cute. Cricket, cricket.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're cute. But what else you got?
Besides being cute, Doctor Who's been good so far.
Oh, I love...
Shuti Gatwa. He's good. Like, and the companion... Millie's her real name.
Yep. Rose.
Rose. No.
Ruby.
Ruby Rose. Ruby something.
Ruby Sunday.
Ruby Sunday. Woo, we're fans.
Oh, you can tell, right? Jesus Christ.
But it's been good, and it's only 8 episodes this season, which sort of sucks. And we're almost on the last episode now.
Yay.
But he's good. I like him. I really don't have a lot to say. I just wanted to come out here and say we're back. We're happy to be back.
We're back, baby.
People were still listening to the podcast, like old podcast, because I looked at the
because they
the
were
rating
waiting for the new ones to start
with bated breath.
Oh, yeah,
bated breath. Anyway, look for us at Niagara Falls Comic Con. We're hopefully going to be reviewing some TV shows and movies.
Well, let's make it like a game, like, where's Waldo? We'll be like, where's We Got the Geek? And you have to try to find us.
Yes. Who will be the first to record an interview with us on the brand new Rita the Recorder?
We'll never know. It'll be a mystery.
Dun, dun, dun. Will we get Alfonso to do interview number 50, finally?
With Rita.
With Rita, the recorder. Love you, Rita.
Lovely Rita Mita Maid.
But, yeah... Rest in peace, old friend. We'll
Rico.
Miss you.
You were one of the good guys. God damn it.
You're a good dude.
Oh, God, why, Rico?
I remember this one time we were hanging out, and you were
just
crazy.
Talking nonsense, and...
Yeah.
Played back all the stuff we said when we were drunk. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. It was there for the first time I interviewed you.
Yeah, when we were hammered on Halloween. Halloween hammered.
That was a good night. We recorded 2 hours worth of stuff, and I think I was able to use 10 minutes of it.
Because we rambled, like, a lot. Like, because we were both drunk.
Yeah.
Because you were nervous, and I just decided to get wasted. Not totally wasted, but it was a night out, and I had gotten... a room in the motel next door.
It was a good night.
So I'm like, I don't get to do this very often. I'm in costume, and I'm having fun. And the guy I think is cute, but I just want to be friends, is talking to me.
Yeah, someday I'll marry him.
Yeah, that, yeah.
One day.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm going to go put this up on the website right now. Thanks for listening. We will be back with future reviews and whatnot. We'll get some recordings done this weekend, and we'll have them for you like as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So thanks for sticking in there with us. And
that just sounds rude.
Yeah. Thanks for sticking with us.
Thank you. Better. Much better.
Thanks for sticking with We Got the Geek.
Woo!
And... may the force be with you. I can't think of how to end. I never know how to end these things. Thanks for listening. Sit, Ubu, sit. Okay.
Good dog.
Arf, arf.
Bark, bark.
Okay. See you later, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out on www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.